says loisaf chametz, and then another person says loisas chametz. As with all of them, rover the menachas they brought in the Beis Hamikdash, there was an issa to make it from chametz. All the menachas had to be dafka from matzon before it became chametz. So Shiloh, while the kohen's making the chametz, making the minchon, let's say first it became chametz, the dough became chametz, and then the kohen, another kohen comes and bakes it, another kohen does the aricha to it. Is the second and third kohen over the aver also? Do we say once it became chametz once, the first kohen did the yisur and that's all? Here we say no. The second kohen that plays around, makes the chametz into bread, into the mincha, is also over the averim. Even though the first kohen made the dough with the chametz, when the second kohen makes it into bread and bakes it, he's also over an avera. Shenamar pasuk says two times, loitofa chametz, don't bake the menachas into chametz, loisasu chametz. So Rashi akil moedim. Afal ki shenechlaku bibichor, she'ochaz dam, imakizin, oi ein makizin, the shaylo bichor that's kochim, is ochsu dam, that you already once let blood out of it. It's a sakana now, this bechor. Maybe you'll die. Now, doctor said the eitzah for the bechor, is a bechor behema, is to make bloodletting. Now, there's an issa to let the blood of a bechor, because you'd be matamum. You're not allowed to be matamum in a kochim. A behema that's a bechor, the firstborn of the behema, has kedushas bechor on it. It's supposed to be brought for korban, calls the manat shalom. So you're not allowed to make it a mum. So the heve matamum the baamum. So the other shalom is, let's say the behema has a mum already. Are you allowed to now make the bloodletting from this behema? That's the machlokes there. V'ikol man disharu. There's one man the Yom says it's muta lahakizoy v'lasas by mum. Because since the behema is already a mum already, there's no avera now to do a second mum in the behema. Has the avera of not making a mum in kochim? If the behema now is roy for kochim, it's a tam shalim. You're not allowed to make a mum. But once it has one mum, you're allowed to give a second mum. Is Moedin, our Gemara saying now, even that man Yom that says by Mum, it's Mutter, Moedin named the Mechametz Mincha. Acha Mechametz, Shekolos Yosan, Shem Mincha, Nesu Mechimitz. Here by Menachis, if you go to make the Mincha, and the first coin made a Chametz, and the second coin works with the Chametz, the second coin is over Naver also. Why the Chsiv Loi Toyof a Chametz, Loi Sas a Chametz, Afiyah Bechav Hoysam. Afiya was bechlau asiya. It says, "Don't loisas the chometz. Don't make the menachas from chometz." What does the pasuk say a second time? Loitiyof the chometz. Don't bake it when it's chometz. V'lo meyotzes is lahakish shalehem. Ma afiya miuchedishi ma'isa v'chayov amolei mifnayatzmo. Just like if one kohen made the mincha, made the dough out of chometz, and the second kohen bakes it, the second kohen is over an avera by himself. V'hakil moedim shim losha, if you knead it together, harishin v'chimitz, the first kohen made losh, he took the flour and water and made it into chometz, let it stay more than 18 minutes. Obo hasheni, now a second kohen comes with this mincha, v'yorcho, he like, orcho means straightens out the dough, geflocht, and make it into shape, v'chimitz. V'yashlishi yofen, the third kohen comes and takes this dough and puts it into the oven, kulon chayofen. All the kohanim are over separate lot. That's this extra posik. Even though after the first kohen made a chometz, the chuda shouldn't be noch an isser, kemashmo no. Any avoid you do making the bread when it's chometz by mincha is naveru. So after the brayse then says, the mesares acha mesares shuchayiv. Same thing, if a person, by man, somebody made a man into a saris, he cut off his aver, and then a second person comes and does another mice into him, the second mice is also wasser. Shenema, the posik says, O mo'och v'kosos v'nosuk, Pasuk says, is v'chorus. Im al chorus chayiv, if yechayiv for cutting off no aver, al notuk l'kol shchein, notuk just means cutting it a little bit, like it makes it hanging. So ma'adik, where it's still attached, there's an avera, you're cutting off his beitzim. It's called, you made him a saris, so if you cut off the whole thing of adu, it's also, el lohovi noitek acha chorus shuchayiv. Come to tell you that even though one did one ma'isa, the second one did a second ma'isa, even though he's a saurus. After the first ma'isa, still it's a ma'isa verum. So the mesaurus, acha mesaurus, is a ma'isa verum. So it's Rikshar al Gemara. How could you say he was talking about this person who has to join this? The kash was he has to drink this medicine that makes him an ochre. Ayis an avera. So he wanted to answer, we're talking about a person that's an ochre already. But there's still an avera though. This ochre, acha saurus, acha saurus, is still over an avera. You can't do a ma'isa to you that makes you an ochre mal a saurus. Shrashi koiris. Shein noit kunagamri. Curse means you just cut it a little bit. It's not awful gamri. and still hanging in the kiss. And still the Torah says then Nosuk. Nosuk mashmi cut it off Lagamri. So if you chayiv for Lagamri avada for a little bit, the Torah says, telling you chiddush, just somebody cut it off a little bit. And the second person came and cut it off Lagamri is Beitzim, the second one is also over the Avera, even though he's already an Okur. So you see, any Maisa that makes him into an Okur, if he would have been a Shalin, is the Avera. So it's very sure, how could this person drink this Kosher Likrin, even though he's an Okur, is still a Maisa Avera. And of the Gemara, the El of the Zokin. I tell you, we're talking about a person that's a Zokin. A Zokin is a Rashi, Shaposik Mileda. He was Posik, he doesn't have any Zera anymore. So him, even though like his body is Sholem, but he's not ready to have Zera anyway. So Mel is no Avera of Asaurus by Zokin. For the Gemara name, V'omer Reb Yechanon, Hein Hachziruni Lenarusi. Reb Yechanon was made, even though when he was old, somebody gave him some type of medicine that made him be like young again. Now is it shayach to make even a zokin to have zera? There's no such thing that a zokin can't have zera. So Rashi, hein achzirunu naroisi. Harufuah is hamuroi shom. The Gemara there talks about certain refuahs. The mi shayna buri the tashmish. Somebody can't have tashmish, he's too old. The Yom Rabbi Yechanan, the Yachash Yosakanti, even after I became an older person, have ziruni, oisun refuahs the narusi. Those refuahs I took helped me out. I came back like yon the tashmish. I was able to have tashmas, because he means with zera also. Alma zokin moilet. So you see, no matter how old you are, it's still possible to fix you up that you'll be able to have zera again. So it's rik shver, even by a zokin, there should be an issa of a zokin. Still be yosin. And for the Gemara, enochanami, mashme, everything by man it's osir. There's no hefter for man to drink this kais ikrin, take some type of refuah that will make him important. The Yomar, Elah is the Gemara Teretz is Bisha. We're talking about an Isha. So Trashi, Elah, Beisha, She'ena, Mitzuba, Bepir Yavrivya. An Isha is not Mitzuba to have children. Could the Arminim be Yavomis, Pru Ravu, Omilo Esoritz, a man is a derech to go and capture. He goes out and captures. As not derech an ish to go and capture. So the Torah gave the mitzvah, tzivu from Pru Ravum, that's a mitzvah upon the man. He has a chiv to have children. There's no chiv upon the isha to have children. Since there's no chiv to Pru Ravum, therefore there's no ish of service. As though the list of Saras is that if you're a mitzvah to have children, you're not allowed to ruin your Yevorim that you can't have children. But an Isha is not Mechuyev altogether, so therefore there's no Issa. So the kids were talking about an Isha, she's allowed to drink this, a Kaishal Ikram. So the person who has joined this means an Isha that has joined this is Mutter. Fred Gemara though, Ulu Rabbi Yochanan ben Ruka, the Yomar Ashneim Huaymer, he dings like in the Gemara Nivomis, and he also knows that Tziva Kuravu goes on both. Zion man and Zion Isha both mechuyev in the mitzvah pru revu. But the pasuk says, "Vayivarech oisa molekim, vayoyim alehem pru revu." Shem told both of them pru revu. So he holds the mitzvah is upon both of them. Zion Isha as a chiyuv pru revu. So according to Rabbi Yechiel ben Brukah, it should be yosef for an Isha to drink this kosher likrin. She can't make herself into an okar, into an akara. Is Ma'ikul Neimer? What's the heter in the Gemara? How can Isha drink it even though she has joined this? How could she drink this revuah? And the Gemara of Iskena, one third is Iskena. An Isha that's old already, Inami Biakoro. And else an Isha that's not Kor already. So, she's not Kor already, she can't have children anyway. So, vice versa, by an Isha, we don't say the Svar of Yesiris, Achasiris, by an Isha.
What was the reason that it would be also if she was young?
Because according to Yechiel ben Brukah, she's mechuyev in the mitzvah puravu. She's mechuyev to have children. So she's in the drink to make herself into an akara. She can't have children. She's being mevatel the mitzvah.
But if you say she's not mechuyev in
puravu, then it'll be mutter then. Then the more maishon nemigon, then it's mutter. It'll be mutter then for Nisha to take it. So Tzrat says, Bizkono, Bizkeno, Oviakoro, the Isha nami le shayech boi mesaras acha mesaras. Then shayech boi sirus. Vice versa, not shayech bechlala maisha sirus. It's only by a man that has the Evorim outside, and Shaykh had to cut off the Evorim, and Shaykh the Postik, that says, don't cut this, don't cut more. So it's only a Chiddush HaKro, that if a man is a service, he can't do it a second time. But when Isha Bechal, it's not Shaykh a Maisa Siris. It's only Shaykh to do something, either drink something, or else a waste. They make operations they can make. But it's not a Derech Pekach, right?
Even but the
way Maskon or Poshit is no. Maskon is no. There wouldn't be any Yisa. Because we don't hold like Rabbi Yechiel ben Brukah. We hold that Nisha is potter from Puravu.
So first of course, the maskona sagamora for the isha is no issa. An isha would be allowed to do it. Maisa, you have to ask a rov. I mean, it's a shalat achrayim talk about, shalat achuvis. Maisa, but isha has a shalat mishum leibit, sakona for the matrit, and echlamit. It's a shalat from sakona, by isha and beshua. Even without sakona, even some tzalei of the matrit for isha, in certain cases.
Does the pasuk apply for medications that have a side effect?
I have to be how borrowed. If it's a borrowed digger thing, yeah, this will apply.
That's partially
borrowed. Yeah. If it's a skonas the fosher, so if I straight, so you're allowed to do it. If it's not a skonas the fosher, the chur will buy the nissan. I'm going to have to find a heifer then.
What's the difference between that and the next one, birth control or something?
What? A little bit different. They're not ruining the avorim. Here you're ruining her ava, you're ruining her body, she can't have children anymore. Birth control, just as right now, that doesn't take effect, but she could have later on. You stop taking this, and she could have. But here you're like ruining her body that she can't have children anymore. That's an avera. For the son of the son called the Birchel Ben Bruka. But we help Pasha Alocha, Balisha, Takamuta. But about you shouldn't do it, yeah. So that's the Mishnah. Ha'choshesh Peshinov Loyiganeya Behem. If somebody has a toothache on Shabbos, back to your fool, is Loyiganeya Behem Estachomis. He shouldn't take vinegar in his mouth and like leave it in his mouth for a fool. You take vinegar, it takes away the pain, that's also on Shabbos. But you're allowed to take your bread and dip it into the vinegar and eat the bread, kedarkoi. Because that's not Nikki doing Mishum Refuah. Healthy people do that also. So that's mutu, even though your kavanim is to take away your toothaches. But if you don't do it, that's muchach. People don't know it's done l'shem Refuah, it's mutu. Shrashi matvul kedarkoi, ma'achol lo yopite b'choymitz. Dip whatever you're eating or your bread into the vinegar and then chew, bite on it on your tooth, that's mutter. V'yeh misrapin esrapin, by chewing on it you get healed up, that's okay. Ha choshesh b'mosna, somebody has a pain on his thigh. Is lo yisach, he should not rub himself yayin with wine v'chaymetz vinegar. Because it's not a derech to rub yourself in the middle of the week with wine and vinegar, it's only done with shem refuah. So therefore refuah is also on Shabbos. Shrash lo yisach ben yayin v'chaymetz. Nobody takes wine and vinegar and rubs himself only with the kavana to heal yourself. So it's also to do a mice refuah, it's also to rub it on Shabbos. But to take regular oil that people rub themselves even in the middle of the weekday, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. Even though your kavana is mishum refuah and it's healing you, that's mutter. Like we said, the guy has a sore throat, he could take a hati. Because healthy people do it also, it's not muchach being done the shem refuah. They can't take a special type of shemen, very expensive erid, because that nobody does in the middle of the week day just to rub yourself with. So if you're doing it now, it's muchach mishum refuah. It's a very expensive perfume or oil that costs a lot of money. It's not so, it's very scarce. Or muchach milsa the refuah of it. Everybody can tell you're doing it now for healing yourself, and therefore it's also done on Shabbos. So the more though, b'nei melachim do sochin shem averid al makasayim. But b'nei melachim is a very rich people. They're allowed to rub themselves even on Shabbos. Why? Shekein darkin losach b'chol. Since the b'nei melachim, they're very rich. They have it. So even in the middle of the weekday, they rub themselves with this shemen. Therefore, it's mutter to use it on Shabbos. Rebbe Shimon Aimer kol yisrael b'nei melachim. No such thing. Any yid is a b'nei melachim. He's a ben from Yebishter. He's royal to be the biggest gevirim. He could use it. It's mutter. We'll see in the Gemara, Shalom, what a svar is though. The Chura, Avadi, they could use it. But the Chura, the svar from the Tanakhamri is that usually, since the middle of the weekday, you do not use it. So now, if you use it on Shabbos, it's Mukha Mils, you're doing Mishum Refuah. All right, we'll see in the Gemara. Tomorrow, Romile, Ravacha Aricha. Ravacha, the long one. Teheve, Ravacha Bapop. He goes, Ravacha Bapop. Le Rabbi Yavua. He has to Shalom in front of Rabbi Yavua. Tanan, it says now, Mishnah, Hachoshish Peshinov, somebody has a toothache on Shabbos, Lo Yegameya Ben Esachoymitz. You cannot, like, put vinegar in your mouth. We'll soon see what Yegameya means. Bosh means, like, to swallow it. Put it in your mouth. To swallow down the vinegar, raw vinegar, it's awesome. Lameimro, Techoymitz, Malilishanayim. The Chur, it looks from now, Mishnah, that to take vinegar, it's good for your teeth. It takes away the pain. For the Gemara of Oksiv, it says a Pasik in Mishlei, it says, like, a Kolo. It's saying how bad it'll be. That you take this, it'll be like vinegar to your teeth. It'll be like smoke to your eyes. It's saying the Chur that's bad. That vinegar is bad for your teeth. And here the Mishnah says it's good for teeth, takes away the toothache. Lekasha. Ho bikiyua de peri, ho bicholam.
Kiyua the parent means just like the sharpness of fruit. Shrashi kiyua means yayin, wine. Shlein is bashra kor tzorkin. You made the wine from like unripe grapes. The anovit koshel shenayim. That's very bad for your teeth. That's unripe grapes is no good for the teeth. Of kan ho b'cholo. You had regular wine that turned into vinegar later. So that's okay. That's a refuah for your tooth. That's what our mission is talking about. Both the Pasuk and our Mishnah is talking about regular vinegar. If you have a toothache like our Mishnah, then the vinegar does good to it. But if you have no makah, just to take vinegar will just ruin your teeth. It makes your gums like soft. It makes the skin shiver up. Vashinayim nirpin, the teeth become soft then. Rechaikim zem is there, come further away from one another, and that's no good. So if you're healthy, then it's no good to take vinegar. But when you have a toothache, then it's okay. The lekker mako, eat, bobochum, hod the eker mako, the lekker mako. Eker mako, masi, if you have a mako, a wound, a toothache, send the vinegar, heals it up. Lekker mako, marfi. But if you have no toothache, then the vinegar just makes the gum soft, that's no good. Right, the Mishnah says you should not swallow, drink the vinegar on Shabbos. For the more of our Tanya, lo yigameya upurlet. It's only also to put it in your mouth, like to gargle it. Not a lot of gargle, and move it around in your mouth and spit it out. That's what's also. Because then it's nikki doing mishum refuah. Avo magameya upurleya. But if you want to take it and swallow it, that's mutter. It's not nikki then mishum refuah. So Drashi, lo yigameya upurlet. The mukhod refuhi. You just put it in your mouth and shake it around and then spit it out, that's also. Because that's mukha, you only did it to heal you. Mashenkin, if you take it in your mouth and then you drink it, that's mutter. And the Chura Mishnah is mash malayga meya ben mash maklau. Or marabai enechanami, ki tanan nami masnisa magameya poilet. Enechanami, that's trying now Mishnah also. It's only also to take it in your mouth and spit it out right away. That's what's also. But enechanami, if you want to swallow it, it'll be mutter. The Torah speaks out, I, the Sefer, the Mishnah says, what's the heter to take the vinegar, mashmas only mutter when you dip your bread into the vinegar? The Torah says, no, who are din the remotzla misni, the magameo baleya? There's a better etzah. If you want to take the vinegar, you could even drink it, providing you don't spit it out. El urcha de milsam lochan. The Mishnah is telling the urcha de milsam that usually people don't like to drink raw vinegar, so the etzah to take vinegar to stop your toothache is to dip bread in it and eat it that way. I got the same luck as brought down to get the schnapps. You do. If you have a toothache, the more you take schnapps, it's good for the tooth. So if you stop take schnapps and drink it or drip your bread, and that'll be mutum. If you stop to put the schnapps in and just gargle with it, shake it back and forth, and spit it out, that will also be bosa. But then it's mochamils you're doing mishim
mefua. What do you mean to drink it and like you gargle in your mouth, which isn't the way you usually drink it and swallow it?
If you do it fast, if it's not too long, it'll be alright. It can't be mochamils. That little bit is not nikkur. But if you leave it there a long time, then that's a shaggy ready. I mean, let's say you'll goggle and then you'll swallow at the end. Right. So the Abayi tells in the Chalami, Kitznan Nani Masnissin, the Al Mishnah says that it's also Migameo Poil. It's only where after you put it in your mouth, you spit it out again. That's when it's also. Tanan. Ravo Amano. Afilu Tema Migameo Balea. Afilu the Mishnah says Kapashtis. That you're taking the vinegar and drinking it, still it's also. I, the Bryce before, said it's Mutter. Kan Lefnei Tibum. One is before you started your meal, before you had those sudum, but one is after you had those sudum. Hadrashi, lifnei tibul, lifnei yachil, if you take this before you ate your sudum, mutter. Then it's mutter. Shedarkon hoya litful b'choymitz, b'chol yoyim. It was a derech to dip things into vinegar and take vinegar. For roya yoyimah, zel tibuloi. If somebody sees you taking this vinegar now before the sudum, they'll think that's normal. But after you have your suda, then it's also any type of vinegar, even just to drink it down. Everybody knows you already had your suda ready. When you finish eating, it's not a derech to dip any more vinegar into the vinegar anymore. You know you had it already. So if you do it now, it's much mishum refuah, that's the chilek. We'll soon see we don't hold like rubber. Let's ask for a fakir. Me the lefnei tibul shari. Since before you dip, you finish your suda, it's mutter to drink the vinegar. Or v'zoy dazayin asvron exeris rabbanin that the yachat tibul nami shari. Avad it should be mutter even after you had your suda to drink the vinegars, Because Rabbanon don't make Isur Megeto half a day. Either it's Asa for the whole day, or it's Mutta for the whole day. The Shamin Lelu Rava, we heard that Rava holds the Svara, these play Hoyle. He holds Hoyle. Hoyle, something is Mutta part of the day, it has to be Mutta the whole day. There's no such thing that the Rabbanon asked half a day, not the other day. Drashi Venema. Mid the mouth like tibush midofnei tibush arin then lechosh also lemiktsas a Shabbos or mutl lemiktsas. There's no such thing that there the rabbanon half a day should buy boss half a day should buy mutam. So a shemin lele rov of a perak yom tiv masech the beitzah the yom agabe tefila. We learn by hilchos tefila hoyel bechi hagavna. We say a swear from hoyel like this case. Let's see the gemara. The shemin lele rov of yisley hoyel the yom arov. Leka midi de Shabbos shori of Yom Kippur osir. There's nothing that Shabbos is mutter and Yom Kippur is osir. So Melo Svar is hoyel de Shabbos shori. Since on Shabbos a person is allowed to be table in the mikvah, be Yom Kippur nami shori. A person midi rice is allowed to be table in the mikvah on Yom Kippur also. What's the Svar look Rashi? The Chiyagad Nitoni Hosam. The Yain Mat Kvilin Kelim be Shabbos. If you have a new Kelim you bought from a Goy, you're not allowed to be table on Shabbos. Because it's nearer Kimasak like you're fixing the Kli on Shabbos. The Odom Toivel, but a person is allowed to be tabled on Shabbos. The Arminim, we say, Kela my time alloy, why can't you be tabled a new Kli on Shabbos? Or my Rovim of Nation nearer Kimasak and Kli. It looks like you're fixing the Kli, since you couldn't use the Kli before you were tabled, and now you could use it, looks like a ticking. Saw some of the Rabbonim. Avalodim, but a person nearer Kimaker. A person that goes to the mikvah doesn't look like he's being Masakin himself, it just looks like he's taking a cooling off, he's taking a little bath. The Amrinim, the Gemara says, Tenech b'Shabbos, that's a good spur on Shabbos, the Shari or Rechitza, that you're allowed to wash yourself on Shabbos. Or be a Mekippah, the Yasa Rechitza, for in a Kippah, it's also to wash yourself, Mishum Tainug. It's also to wash yourself, Fiyako Yoidim, the Tevulum. If you go to the Mikvah, and Yom Kippah, Mikvah, then it's Mutter. But for after Bezmana Gemara, it's Filu Bezmana the Mitzvah. In case it's a Mitzvah, for Nisha is a Nida, like one man the Yom, it's a Mitzvah to be Tevul, Punk, when she could become Tor, so she's allowed to be Tevul that day. Or Mesakin Atma, she's been Mesakin herself. Is my Ikula Meimer? How does she have the Hefter with the Rabbonin on Yom Kippur? Or Ikula Migzer, Rotten Mesakin Or? If people see the Isha being tabled in Mikvah in Yom Kippur, they'll know. Stomp to take a bath, it's also in Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to watch yourself in Yom Kippur. Why is she being tabled in Mikvah? Because Yodit's a mitzvah. Because since she's Tomein, she's been Mesakin herself. So it should be us and the Rabbonin are Koponim to be table on Yom Kippur, because people think you're allowed to be Mesakin Kalim. And people will learn now to what then you can Mesakin an Or. You can take the skin and make leather out of it on Shabbos, and that'll be an Issa Deraisa. So that's why the Rabbonin will go into anything that looks like a tikkun, or if you do a tikkun Deraisa. The Yom HaRov, the Rov gives the Teretz there in the Gemara, let him midi, the Issa Shabbos, there's nothing Megeti, Surma Shabbos, to be Shabbos L'shtor Yom Kippur Lister. You can't amate something on Shabbos and ask it on Yom Kippur. The Svar on the Rabbonins. For Hoyol of Shabbos Loihevei L'misraim, since we can't ask it on Shabbos, be Yom Kippur Nam L'goz related. Svar on the Rabbonins. Has to be Toivo on Yom Kippur. If you're doing L'shem Mitzvah, be it derais its mutter. Be derais its only author to wash yourself with Shum Tainim. If you're not doing Mishum Tainim, it's mutter to wash yourself with derais. It's only, what? Enjoyment. Fahano, enjoy yourself. But here you go into the mikvah to retire yourself, that's mutter. Because you want to swear the Rabbanon she'asiyu on Yom Kippur, does not rub a swara. Since on Shabbos it's mutter, and like Shabbos and Yom Kippur is like one day, one kedusha, so we can't divide up and say, a Shabbos is mutter and Yom Kippur is also. So now we say the whole thing is mutter. That's like Akashi here also. How could you say that if you take this vinegar, before you start the meal, it's mutter to drink the vinegar down. Only after you have the meal, now it's also with the Rabbanon don't make such gzeris. And the Gemara, Hode be Rava mehach. I tell you, Rava was choizer from this. Rashi, Hochi gassinen. Hode be Rava miho. Te koidem tivu, o muki mastisim megamei o poila kabaya. Vezu ner metchila behode be. En achanami. Hey, Rava was choizer from this last terrace. The terrace that he said that we asked to take the vinegar after the meal, but it's mutter before the meal, it's like a choizer from that. Like he says in Gemara Beitza, that we don't ask for something here for the day, matter something the other day, so the terrace style mission has to be like Abaya. And that's the way we pass him. That right, that to drink the vinegar down, it's mutter. It's only also to put it in your mouth and then spit it out, that's also. For the Gemara though, Mimai the Mahach Hodebei, who said this Chayzer from this halacha, maybe it's Chayzer for the din he said, Magat Yom Kippur. Maybe it's Chayzer and says now, on Yom Kippur Taker, it's also to be Toivim, and on Shabbos it's Mutter. Maybe it's Chayzer from that part. They hold you could divide the day in half, and Mumena Alatarati also. Before you eat, you're allowed to drink the vinegar. Just after you eat, you can't drink the vinegar. So the Maloy Sakodai, that can't be pshat. The Tanya, Kol Chayve Tfilois, any person or Isha that's Mechoyiv to be Toivom, is Toivom Kedarkon. He's allowed to be Toivom. Bein V'tishabov, Bein V'yom Kippur. As Medina the Gemara, you're allowed to be Toivom the Mikvah, Zion Yom Kippur, and Zion Tishabov. So see, Kula, it's Mutter. So now you see, he wasn't chayzer from this halachim. So Melos Mestavri was chayzer from our came to here. To say that, you can't say that before the Suda, you're allowed to take the vinegar, and after the Suda, not. So now we say the whole thing is mutter. Astira, the Mishnah says it's also, the Brisa says it's mutter. Teretz, the Mishnah is talking about spitting it out. But Nechlami, just to drink it would be mutter. Somebody has a pain on the thigh, so Shalokinya rub something. To use regular shemen, it's mutter. But to rub it down with the yang nechaymet, that's also. Omer Rav Abba Bar Zavdin. Omer Rav. Halacha k'Rebbe Shimon. He's a rather rastas passing like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says what? Kol Yisrob name lochaim, it's mutter for everybody. So the Mora, Lememro, the Rav k'Reb Shimon Tzirulei. From the science that Rav passes like Reb Shimon. So Kashra is a trash Lememro, the Rav, the Kule Shabbos Tzirulei k'Reb Shimon. That Rav is facing all halachas of Shabbos. Whenever Reb Shimon is Mekel, he's in hold like Reb Shimon Svara. It's Churi Gabei Achilik. He only said it here in our Mishnah. The more than going to know. If Rav passes like Reb Shimon in our Mishnah, he passes all coolers of Reb Shimon. Now, if they have a kasha. The Omer Rav, Rav said, Omer Rav Simi Barachia, Mishmei de Rav. They said over the name of Rav, Hai Misuchraya. Then as I saw, that's, we have a barrel of wine. And the mole used to have a hole where the wine would come out, and the mole you stuff it up. How would you stuff up the hole not to let the wine come out? You'll have a peg go in there, and around the peg you put a cloth to make it tight. So this cloth now, if you want to open it up on Shabbos, or else you want to put the peg back in, it's a double you're doing to make a schita. You have to like squash the cloth to make the wine come out of the cloth. So the shalei allowed to put back this cloth, like stuff up the hole on Shabbos or not. So Rav says, "Hi, Mosechrais of Nazaisa, to stuff up this hole with the cloth is also to do on Shabbos. Also, lahaduke b'yoyim etova."